Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Talking to two Knoxville football players, Brandon Hall, who is the Kenlock Legacy Award player for this year, wearing number 39. And he's also the home week one pillar player, and also senior Lucas Burke as on the team as well. And the guys, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
First of all, Lucas, I'll start with you. Nice win over PCM Friday. How good was that to get a win and go 1-0 on the season?
It's a real good start off to the season. There's a few things that we could have improved on, but overall, I think we did a real good job.
1-0, and obviously a better start than last year. What kind of a team is this? You're a senior. You're one of the looked on as one of the leaders. What kind of a team so far do you think you have here?
It's definitely a team full of leaders, not just one single person.
All right, Brandon, I know you didn't get to play a lot, but your observations from Friday night, obviously big win, and you're pretty hyped up for it.
Yeah, I mean, as a team, we played great. A few things here and there that we can work on, but by this Friday, I think it's all going to be cleared up. We're going to be ready to go.
Lucas, what's coach has been talking about Newton as far as what they can do, coaches think that you can do against them that'll exploit some of their weaknesses?
Well, from what we've seen on the film, they like to run the ball. We're shut down. We shut down the run pretty well in PCM, so I think we're going to have the same results with Newton. So we're going to have to step up the pass defense a little bit more than last week, and we're going to have to get the job done.
Yeah, obviously, PCM threw the ball 53 times. Is there any change in defensive philosophy, knowing that Newton may run the ball 53 times, or try to, at least, on you?
No, we'll just stay doing what we're doing.
I noticed this was a much more physical team against PCM. Is this kind of what is going to be, a pretty physical Knoxville team this year?
Yeah, we're definitely a smash-mouth team this year.
Again, we're talking to Brandon Hall and Lucas Burke, Knoxville High School football players and two seniors. And Brandon, you got a couple of nice honors before the season started. One of them, you were bestowed the jersey number 39 that Kenlock wore. You're the Kenlock Legacy winner. And what's that like, wearing that jersey? At a couple other players in the past have worn that as well.
It's just a great honor. I mean, our whole team, any one of the seniors could have got it. I mean, of course, Lucas got the 24 number, I got the 39 number. I mean, any one of us were a good candidate. I just feel honored and feel like step up. Coaches think I'm a leader, and by God, I'm going to show I'm a leader.
What has people told you about Kenlock, his story, and what kind of a person he was?
I've heard only good things about Kenlock. Anybody who's ever said anything about him has only had positive things to say. I mean, we obviously honored a stadium after him. He's got to do something good.
What other activities other than football are you involved with at school?
At school, National Honor Society, play basketball and soccer. I try to be around, do anything and everything I can.
I want to ask you about something you're involved in outside of school, which not a lot of teenagers are. You're a volunteer firefighter. What's that like?
It's fun. It's something I love to do. I grew up around it. My parents were both on the fire department growing up, and it just kind of became a second home to me, and I was like, well, might as well do it. It's something I love to do.
And how did you get on to the fire department? Was it your parents or, someone, brought you in and, taught you the ropes and everything?
My parents initially got me very interested in it because I just stayed up there for a long time, and then the city fire department has started a cadet program, and me and a couple other guys joined, and been fun times ever since.
They call kids who hang around coaches and sports gym rats, I guess. Are you a fire department rat?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. College plans. You're a senior. What's your college plans for the next year?
I plan on attending a college, going pre-medicine. As of right now, I don't know what college I'm going to yet, but going to college.
Dr. Brandon Hall, paging Dr. Brandon Hall. Is that going to sound good one of these days?
That's going to sound amazing.
Lucas, your college plans after graduation?
I plan on going to Kirkwood. I'm just going to go there for general academics, and then we'll see where that goes.
All right. Now, you wear number 24. Tell us a little bit about the story behind your decision to wear 24 this year.
I chose number 24 because my sister's dad wore the number, Tim Sloan, when he played, and he passed away 2 years ago, maybe. And I just really couldn't have more respect for the guy.
And, of course, Knoxville High School Hall of Famer as well. What other activities are you involved in besides football?
None.
Just football. You're a football junkie.
Yes, sir.
Let's kind of get to know you guys a little bit better, talking to Brandon Hall and the Lucas Burke seniors on the Knoxville football team. Who do you root for on Saturdays from college football?
I vote for the Hawkeyes, definitely.
Hawkeyes all the way.
We got two Hawkeyes in here. The Iowa State fans kind of get on your case, here in a couple weeks with the big game coming up.
Yeah, they get on us all the time, but they ain't got nothing to talk about.
Who do you root for on Sundays, too?
Vikings.
Vikings?
Yes, sir.
We got to go Chiefs all the way.
Who's your favorite pro player? Who's a player that you may watch on Sundays or even Saturdays, a college player that you really admire and, maybe not try to emulate, but just admire the way they play?
I really like the intensity that Clay Matthews brings to the field.
I like to watch all the quarterbacks. Manning, before he was hurt, Aaron Rodgers, just the way he leads on the field. So I think he sets a great example for his team.
Manning's healthy now.
Yeah, I know he's healthy now. But
he's playing against one of your rivals in the division, so do you not really root for him now?
Nah, he's just fun to watch.
Guys, let's bring it back to game on Friday. You'll go from a team that threw the ball 53 times to a team, like we said, that's going to probably run the ball 53 times. How's that going to test your run defense when, Lucas, obviously you guys just stonewalled PCM?
We're just going to plan on doing what we're doing and hit them as hard as we can.
Now, you guys have a motto that you came up with. Not you guys, but the team has come up with. A little bit of background behind that. And, that's kind of the goal, to play at least that 10th game this year.
Yeah, it is. One goal, one team. We're one team. We have one goal. That's it.
Lucas, would a 10th game at least be a successful season for you guys?
Yes, it would.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Good luck to you on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Brandon Hall, pillar player and the Kenlock Legacy Award winner for this year, and Lucas Burke, two seniors on the Knoxville Football Panthers. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.